That's a huge blessing. Mark chapter 4 and verse 21, the Bible says here, and he said unto them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed and not to be set on a candlestick? For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should become abroad. And by the way, this is not the sermon, but that's why we post everything online. Amen. You know? That's why we post everything online, and he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. We're not secretive. We're not secretive about anything. When we talk about faggots, when we talk about drunkenness, when we talk Amen. About divorce, Amen. We're preaching it, and we want everyone to hear about it.
Amen.
We're not going to hide it. I'm not ashamed of the Word of God. Why? You know, the Bible says that whosoever is ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed. I don't want God to be ashamed of me. We're not secret Christians. We're not like, well, yeah, this is something that only we allow in the church and stuff. No, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. We're not going to hide it under a bushel. Look at verse 23. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And he said unto them, take heed what ye hear. With what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. Look, you need to pay attention to that verse right there. You know what God is saying? If you are willing to receive what God is teaching, you'll be given a lot more. Look, I don't know about you, but I want to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But the way I do it is that when a truth comes that kind of rubs me the wrong way, and maybe I don't like it as much, if I just accept it, God says, I'll give you more. You know, I'll give you more truth. I'll give you more of my precepts. I'll allow you to understand more. And look what verse 25 says. For he that hath, to him shall be given. And he that hath not, for him shall be taken even that which he hath. That's why a lot of pastors are apostatizing now. You know why? Because they're rejecting the clear truths of the Word of God, and God has just taken the knowledge away from them, removing their understanding, removing the true doctrines that they used to believe in. Why? Because they rejected it. They resisted the truth.